ride, clown. Yeah.
You are now in tune with the Game Breakers. The Game Breakers.
Trigger!
Kid Chronicles, Dangerous Cat. These are the hosts. Grind Hard Radio. Grind Hard Radio. Grind Hard Radio. Grind Hard Radio. 323-693-3043. You know where we be. Hit us up and see. We gon' live. We finna go live. We finna go live. We finna go live. So call in and act a ass with your boys right now. This where all the local artists getting noticed right now. So knock. Shit, we making history, and that there ain't no mystery. If you ain't into it, the movement, that's a tragedy. She came up with the strategy, and then that nigga had it. We created a radio show to flood the streets with locals. These are the ones that be from overseas, but so talented with the beat. More fame than Miami Heat. This year they see success in me. From Duval, GA, GA, we on, y'all. I did, Jackie Bill, go ahead and admit it, I'm the shit, y'all. If you wanna be heard, you gotta hear, y'all. That shit, no, he'll play it, y'all. That number be 323-693-3043. You'll never know, your song might be the next song to make history. With special guests like Eazy-E from 93.3 to B. Up at the one, you know what we be. Stay plugged in with the community. Grind hard, down low at Gmail to the track of C. But the only way we gon' play the heat, you gotta call in and request a seat. So tell everybody you know in the street that Grind Hard Radio, they play the heat.
Grind Hard Radio. Grind Hard Radio. Grind Hard Radio. Grind Hard Radio. 323-693-3043. You know where we be. Hit us up and see. We gon' live. We finna go live. We finna go live. We finna go live. So call in and act a ass with your boys right now. This where all the local artists getting noticed right now. So lock high.
Now that was Grind Hard Radio's first ever theme song.
We gonna let the band deal with this. In my age style. Oh, school. Okay. Shut up. Okay. What's up? Shut up. Okay. What's up? Okay. Shut up. Okay.
They ain't
what's up? Shut up. Okay. What's up?
Right around in my brand new 99. Bogo and Bobo. I got a pocket full of beans. Don't come weed and ain't got no place to go, though. But all my Bogo boys, they know, though. That's for sure, though.
Are those
bigger
boy jeans you're wearing?
Hell nah, ho, you know they polos. I've been used again, accused again. This time been rolled with y'all for something done by one of my using friends. Soon as they seen the bands, hate the season it was in. Hell, cause they feeling me, but I understand and they reason being. Shit, but I'm the man for this. While y'all was doing fine, I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, make a plan for this. Without all that fancy shit, way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my pants and shit.
Been rich, been had this shit. Big house and shit. That's right, okay, I've been
CEO got a verse in the book of thugs. So when it comes through, bitch, show me love. Anybody that float it, raise it up. You got that funk and blaze it up. I got two bowls in a fat hole. Late night, I'm ready to bust. Are you okay? Look like you got a lot to say. Okay, come with it. Nigga, she high in your hole. What you do that for? Me and money, my bitch done hit it. Bitch done split it. Okay, playboy. My food say, boy, don't need much. Bring your whole round six. Nigga, y'all better quit fuck with me. Shut up.
Uh-huh. Okay, what's up? Shut up. Uh-huh. Okay, what's up? Shut up. Uh-huh. Okay, what's up?
What's up? What's up? Wake up a slug in your head or your gut. What's up with the keys to the truck?
Yo, nigga, say you got bees in the cut.
What's up with the steak with the combo?
Open that shit, nigga, fuck all the convo.
Station, what's up with your Haitian? Probably got birds in the safe house waiting.
What's up?
Where you throw the D?
I ain't got shit but a quarter key.
Nigga, you better not be playing me. You gon' bleed to death, you understand me?
What's up?
You ready to go? You ready to start kissing with a blue fofo?
What's up?
Fuck, nigga, say something. You go fuck, you ready to spray something.
Gunplay, how I got the stripes.
Two, four, four, turn out the lights.
Gunplay, how I got the stripes.
Okay, turn out the lights.
Uh-huh, okay, what's up? Shut up. Uh-huh, okay, what's up? Shut up. Uh-huh, okay, what's up?
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die.
What?
We grind or die. Grind hard, you hear us bust. Molesting ops to getting touched up. Fresh lining for the touch up. Social distancing, they can't touch us. We turning up on Tuesday. We mopping on them Thursdays. They cannot see us even though we shining. Better watch the drip cause we them blinding. Bay fresh, we stay on, making moves out of Duval 365. We play songs, reality, no cap, dog. We the team with big dreams, certified on all streams. Aiming with them red beams, better turn up when you hear me. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio.
Grind hard radio. Turn up for a motherfucking chick. You dig? And let that beat drop. What it do, world? It's the mayor of Duval County. It's your boy, Jit Chronicles, and I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode, another edition of Ground Hard Radio. I'm in the building with the host and the president of Ground Hard Radio, Carter Mafioso, the Hood Loud King, better known as the God, Divine You. What it do, Vic, bro?
Hi, time. What up, world? It's your boy, Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face Mob, 803, the God, Divine Universal. About to turn it up with my team, my squad, Team GHR and the Black Larry King, Jit Chronicles, Ground Hard Radio, 13th anniversary. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Big night tonight. That's what it is, man. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that 6-1 Nina. Representing that Team Beat Shop. It's the motherfucking queen of the Ground Hard Radio. Miss Chief, how you doing tonight, darling?
Nina in the house. Oh, I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready.
Uh-oh.
I'm lit and I'm ready to turn up. It's the 13th anniversary. It's your girl, Miss Chief. 6-1 Nina. I'm in the fucking Baja. Y'all come save me. Let's get lit. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's get it. That's what's up, man. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. All his exes still live in Texas, but he still bay fresh like a motherfucker. Representing that team, No Filter, is the main man. Dope-ass music live in the building. What it do, pimp?
Yeah.
You get a little better. You get a little better. I like it. All right. That's what's up. That's what it is. All right. 13 years, nigga. Yeah. All right. That's what's up, man. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. We going to take it to these Florida waters representing that 305, representing that Miami-Dade County. It's the R&B Gangster Ground Hard Radio. It's your main man, Raised Alive in the building. What it do, fam, Blam?
Yo, what's good, Sam? You know the anniversary show, we about to turn up, man. Let's get it.
Stupid lit, man. Aww. That's what I'm talking about. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that 314. Representing that Crystal City, Missouri. It's your boy, Cobra Immortal, in the building. What it do, C.I.?
Yo, yo, yo. What's poppin'? G, it's your boy, C.I. Yay! Yo, Grindhouse Radio, 13-year anniversary. It's Thursday. Let's get it, fam. Let's go.
Hey, let's turn up. Let's turn up. All right, so check this out, team. We missing our Georgia Peach tonight, or are we? You know what I'm saying? So many callers on here. I don't see our Georgia Peach. Maybe we'll be joined a little bit later in the show by your girl, Kia. But we got to keep this thing moving, man. And next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 228, representing that Mississippi movement, it's our motherfucking resident DJ, the legendary DJ Sergeant Rock. What it do, big bro? Trill.
Hey, baby. Guess what, baby? It's the 13-year anniversary, baby. You know what I'm saying? And you are now in phone to another fire episode, baby, of Grind Hard Radio, baby. You know what I'm saying? So
get
all
it,
we want y'all to do is kick back, baby. You know what I'm saying? Relax, baby. You know what I'm saying? And please, don't forget what I'm about to tell you, baby, because it's crucial in the land of funk, baby, and you're not going to get it nowhere but right here, baby. Guess what, baby? We
What's that?
Still run the Matrix around this raggedy-ass bitch.
True.
Yo, yes. Hey, let's turn up on a funky ass and do this shit the right way for the 13-year anniversary party. You know what I'm saying? And we doing it Grind Hard Radio style. You're under the Trill Ma.
Okay. Hey, 13 years.
Trill
she got 13 kids, goddammit. That's how we doing the Grind Hard Radio. We so turned tonight. We celebrating 13 years of GHR, meaning you can call in, talk your shit, spit your shit, spoken word, whatever you want to do. Y'all can do that shit tonight. And team, I'm already going to tell y'all, the phone line's lit. I guess they finally heard what DJ Sergeant Rock said. They already pressing one, you know what I'm saying, man? So I just want to say salute to the supporters out there. And y'all already know, man, make sure y'all hit us up, 323-693-3043. Y'all know how I feel about the coronavirus. It's still real. So if y'all want to quarantine and chill with us, y'all can quarantine and chill. And on Grind Hard Radio Chat Rooms team, I'm going to hit y'all with this fire-ass playlist. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to start this thing off with the queen tonight. You know, we loving this track. This is the Grind Hard Radio. It's your girl, Miss Chief, with the Soapbox Prelude here on Grind Hard Radio, 13-year anniversary. Turn up for a motherfucker. Salute, queen.
You now tune in to Grind Hard Radio with your host, Chronicles, the Black Larry King, and Team Grind Hard. It's DJ Face Mob, 803, and we grind.
I'm in La Ciencia.
Can't stop, won't stop, black.
fucking have it. I'll make that nigga can't live without it.
Can't stop, won't stop, off my sofa. Can't stop, won't stop, off my sofa. Can't stop, won't stop, off my sofa. Can't stop, can't stop, can't stop. My ambition, they love to hate. Maybe it's recognize that bullshit right out the gate. All eyes on Sweet Pea, she don't spill the tea.
Spill the tea.
We don't like no fake ones, no hate, huh? So please don't bother me. I be so chill, my haters love me. Gemini dripping all over me. These haters, they wanna see, so please don't play with me. Drip longer than the century. No bum niggas have my pet.
Grand Hard Radio.
Oh Lord, cut, cut. You ladies don't seem to realize how valuable my time is. You're gonna make my boys look bad.
Why don't you let us come up with our own stuff?
We tried that, remember? Now you're in the best possible position you could be in. So what's the matter? Your shoes on too tight or something? Let's have some action. Let's have some asses wiggling. I want some perfection.
Perfection. Perfection.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
DJ Sergeant Rock.
My man Beats by Bonnie, on the track, you know what I'm talking about. And we finna do a little something like this for the ladies, you know what I'm talking about.
You look delicious, hair slayed, outfit vicious, eyes blinging, nails shining, body cut to perfect the real diamond. Super bad when you walk in the door, and I wanna see you bounce your ass to the floor, and hit all the way down the floor, and bring it over here and throw a little more, Looking like your whole body's pressed on, uncut dope, ain't none of it stepped on. So surprised you the one they slept on, so it's no surprise you the one I crept on. I ain't lying, little mama, I love that. So let's find a spot when it's over the grub at. And after that, it's all about the chewing. And you ain't got to ask what we doing. I see you over there just wiggling. Standing still, but your ass still jiggling. Make a blind man wanna get an erection. Anybody can see your perfection. Perfection, perfection. Watching you is a blessing. Perfection, perfection. I'm taking you home, no question.
Why?
Got you dropping down low all the way to the floor. And I'm Sergeant Rock, and I'ma let you know that I ain't your average nigga, cause I could give a fuck about your figure. You can have no ass and still look sexy. You can have no hair, it ain't gon' scare me. Say what? Cause I'ma do what I'ma do. And right now the focus is on you. I'm creeping like a locust on you, to get at that monkey poking on you. Plus you know how to make that ass clap. It looks so good, you gotta look back. Made a brother on drugs, straight shook back. Made a brother getting stamps, put the books back. Made a brother that was laid on the draw in another nigga car that was iron, they took that. You making their heart hurt, ain't got them in their feelings like church. So baby, like Prince in a revolution, throw that ass in a revolution. No Instagram, no Snapchat, just straight free shots from the bar pack. Blowing excellent, super good, hoping I can hit you with the super wood. Right about now, it's a dance off. Later on tonight, panties coming off. I see you over there just wiggling, standing still but your ass still jiggling. Make a blind man wanna get an erection. Anybody can see your perfection. Perfection, perfection. Watching you with a blessing. Perfection, perfection. I'm taking you home, no question. TSDS, this shit don't stop. Perfection, making their mouth drop like, drop like, drop like, drop like. DJ Sergeant Rock. My man Beats by Vine on the track, you know what I'm talking about? Workshop in the building, you know how we do it. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah.
Fox, you did that.
I'm that chick fire. Air It Out Radio.
Air It
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. Air It Out Radio.net. Hey, yo, Grind Hall Radio. Throw another
banger on.
17.
Uh-huh.
12 kicks in my grandma's door like,
ooh.
But the pack was gone, so I took a couple dollars and I bought me a coupe. Now I'm getting bad bitch done when she seen a nigga chain, yeah, that bitch went, ooh. Couldn't leave a nigga alone, so lit, not one, now a nigga got two. And I took them both home, bad bitches on deck, bad bitches, nothing left.
That's all my niggas know, yeah.
Bad bitches on deck, bad bitches, nothing left. Straight up. Bad bitches on deck, bad bitches, nothing left.
That's all my niggas know, yeah.
Bad bitches on deck, bad bitches, nothing left. Straight up. Bad bitches on deck. Savage nigga got my foot on they neck. Had to get a check, I make sure I got my check. And muscle bound, but you know I'm a flex. Try me, bet I get an A on the test. You see, move them chickens when I first left the nest. I be shitting on bitches, ain't wiping the mess. And now these niggas know exactly what's next. We're a nigga in the flesh. Blessed and highly favored, highly regarded. Highly misunderstood like I'm retarded. Highly overlooked like a nigga ain't saucy. Highly recommended, they know that I'm awesome. All I chase is money, I'ma run it up. Be in these bitches gushes like a tummy tuck. You let these bitches burn you all, I burn this blunt. Can't remember last, I gave a fuck.
12 kicks in my grandma's door like, ooh. But the pack was gone, so I took a couple dollars and I bought me a coupe. Now I'm getting bad bitch done when she seen a nigga chain. Yeah, that bitch went, ooh. Couldn't leave a nigga alone, so lit, not one, now a nigga got two. And I took them both home, bad bitches on deck, bad bitches, nothing left.
That's all my niggas know, yeah.
Bad bitches on deck, bad bitches, nothing left. Straight up. Bad bitches on deck, bad bitches, nothing left.
That's all my niggas know, yeah.
Bad bitches on deck, bad bitches, nothing left.
Straight up.
Dripping blue cheese, blowing on spinach. Had to put some extra sauce on that chicken. Yeah, I brought my bitch a brand new bag. Now she flexing, making bitches mad. Never repped the flag, Colin Kaepernick. Never told a lie with the cap shit. Been about a dollar getting after it. Threw the rod in her like a javelin.
Straight up, who's peeking in my window? The feds kicked in my grandma door, wasn't there. Now my grandma door gon' need some repair. When I got away, went woo. Ric Flair, Gorilla Glue and Game Leaf in the air. I'm an elevator, I ain't using the stairs. Mind my business, deal with local affairs. She sitting pretty baddie without a chair.
12 kicked in my grandma door like, ooh. But the pack was gone, so I took a couple dollars and I bought me a coupe. Now I'm getting bad bitch done when she seen a nigga chain. Yeah, that bitch went, ooh. Couldn't leave a nigga alone, so lit, not one, now a nigga got two. And I took them both home, bad bitches on deck, bad bitches, nothing left.
That's all my niggas know, yeah.
Bad bitches on deck, bad bitches, nothing left. Straight up. Bad bitches on deck, bad bitches, nothing left.
That's all my niggas know, yeah.
Bad bitches on deck, bad bitches, nothing left. Straight up.
Let ride. Wee. All right, and team, I just got to say this too. Y'all know I usually, you know, be on the politically correct shit. Team, we get so much love when I tell y'all motherfuckers messaging me, texting me, emailing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just simply saying congratulations, you know what I'm saying? So that's
yeah.
Love. The phone lines ain't been this lit in a long time. So, team, you know,
yeah.
We definitely want to send our love out there to our supporters.
Yeah.
But nevertheless,
yeah, man.
It is Groundhog Radio.
Yo, thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Salute. It's Groundhog Radio.
Yeah.
Make sure you check out the official website. That's groundhogradio.com. Don't forget to subscribe. You can check us out. We're streaming on all podcast platforms, including Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. Team, we should be proud. Spotify, you know what I'm saying? And as always, you can download the show for absolutely free on iTunes. Make sure you take Groundhog Radio on the go with you. You know what I'm saying? Team, How we feeling tonight before we run down that playlist? How y'all feeling? Y'all turnt? Y'all ready? Y'all ready to go?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We lit.
I'm
really lit tonight.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's
lit.
Up.
I know you did.
Yeah, oh, shit. I've been lit about an hour ago. Because, look, this phone been ringing all goddamn day long.
We just
long.
Being polite. Yeah, we can pull out right now. We let you get the formalities and everything.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Well,
be good.
We're gonna get the protocol out the way first. That's what's up, E. So at the very top of the show, first we played the original theme song from Brown Hard Radio. That was our first ever theme song from your boy Trigger. He go by Dolo now, you know what I'm saying, back in 2011,
yeah.
You know. So I had to show some love to him. Definitely, man. You
yeah.
know, so had to show some love to both of you. I had to hit y'all.
That's
I love that.
Yeah.
Dolo. One of my faves.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I put that up there in the frame around this motherfucker. Then y'all know I had to do some Florida shit. I wanted to hit y'all with that Trick Daddy with Shut Up. You know what I'm saying? But that original playlist.
Okay. What up?
Hey.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Shut up, Trick. What up, Trick?
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. 305. Represent that 305. I'm sure Razor can appreciate that. In our original playlist, we started off with the motherfucking Queen, Miss Chief, with the Soapbox Prelude. Sis, I love that track. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely had to represent
hell
for
yeah.
you.
You snapped like a motherfucker on that.
Yeah.
I swear to God, you snapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we hit y'all with DJ Sergeant Rock with Perfection, and that track was produced by Vonnie Beats. Rock, that's probably one of my favorite tracks from you. Yeah, love that shit, man. You did that.
Yeah,
and that final track, and the final track that y'all heard was your boy Razor with On Deck. You know what I'm saying? And that's,
and that's
I think he got a video coming soon.
Yeah.
So I had it all over the head, man.
Yeah.
Fire
Razor
said he had
bad
bitches in the bushes. Yeah, bad bitches on the roof. Bad bitches, you know what I'm saying? On the deck.
You got them on deck,
Everywhere.
Leave it
you
up
got them
door.
In the bathroom. At the cash register.
Okay. at the
this cash nigga dope has no end to his bullshit.
No, I like that. I might need more HUD passes. You know, some people at the cash register ain't getting it right these days. I might need, Ray, let me know who that is so I can hire her real quick. Yeah, so she can save our money at the job. But nevertheless, let me stop saying. We celebrating 13 years of Ground Hard Radio. You know, for folks out there who don't know, Ground Hard Radio premiered 13 years ago. Actually, I want to say in about 32 more minutes on March 8th, 2011.
Wow.
Team, I can just say this real quick. And I think I say this every time we have an anniversary show. You could not have told me 13 years later we would still be doing this. I just didn't see it. I didn't see the show past 5 years. You understand what I'm saying? But the beautiful thing about the beautiful thing about it, man, when you get like-minded people who are on the same path, are striving towards a common goal, that's a beautiful thing. Because let's just keep it real. You know, it's 2024, and I still don't see, and I'm talking about in any genre, that representation of black people doing the goddamn thing. And I actually think that's sad. You know what I'm saying, man? But for us over here at Ground Hard Radio, I feel like, you know, number one, this is a stepping stone, and I feel like it's a lot of people out there, whether they copy us or whether they love us or whatever the case may be, they look up to us. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's something that everybody should be proud of. So before I get into my next year, I just wanted to throw that out there, man. But like I was saying at the beginning of the show, team, you know, it's whatever you, however you feeling about Ground Hard Radio, whether it's your favorite moments, what's your takeaway from Ground Hard, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying, we could discuss it tonight, and we damn sure can't wait to talk to the callers. So I want to start off with my broski, Carter Mafioso. Next month, team, he will be celebrating 10 years straight on the show, 10 years straight of Ground Hard Radio. So salute to you, bro.
Hey, Bob.
No doubt.
Bob.
No doubt. First off, I want to thank you, Jit Chronicles, for giving me
the interview because it started out. Matter of fact, shout out to Samuel Berry.
Samuel Berry.
He's been rocking with he's been rocking with Grind Hard before me, and he actually linked me with you to get an interview. You know what I'm saying? And I was just so so enthused and amazed for somebody that was giving indie artists a shine. Because you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm from the old era of hip-hop, and, you know, you really wasn't giving nothing. Nobody really wasn't opening no doors for you. You had to kick the motherfucker in. You had to goddamn do a whole lot just to get an interview or anything. So that there alone was like, I was like, damn, what do you want? How much you want? He's like, ah, he don't want nothing. He just want to see indie artists shine. I was like, damn. So after that interview, I was locked in, and I was like, damn. You know, right then and there, you was one of a kind in my book. And I had no doubt but to rock with you ever since. I remember before I even got on the show, I would, after my interview, I would
you
share
was
flyers. Yeah. I was, you know, because like I said, that meant a whole lot because, you know, out of a whole 30 years in the game, you don't find too many people that looks out for people with not wanting nothing in return. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like nowadays,
right.
People do something for you and they looking for something, or you about to make them look good, or they getting something out of the deal before they look
right.
at you. So that then alone, just genuine showing love to people that you don't know. You don't know motherfuckers can be, you know, you don't really care about the struggle or what you're going through. I got a platform, and you can shine. Bring your talent to my platform, and we're going to make sure you shine. You know what I'm saying? You had had me on a flyer. You know what I'm saying? You also even opened my artists, my producers, my team, or anybody I was affiliated with to Grind Hard Radio. So I just salute you for giving me that shine and a chance for me to meet new people, you know, from different states. You know what I'm saying? I had the pleasure of working with majority of all the cast members. You know what I'm saying? That's here and not rocking with us. So that then alone is unity. See, I'm all about unity. You know what I'm saying? Because it's strength in numbers. So I just thank you for the opportunity to let me get my shine on, to play my music, you know, to let my fans see me in the internet world. Because like I said, I just jumped on the internet in 2011. You know, I'm from the old school era.
Yeah,
CDs, DAT tape, street team, albums, you know, in stores and all that. This whole internet thing was new to me. So by you being one of the, matter of fact, you also had me nominated in Florida at the Diamond Award for Artist of the Year. So, you know, you showed me that you support what I got on. You support me and everybody who I'm with. And you actually, you showed my mom how to work her show, you know, with internet radio. So you took time out to do that. You know what I'm saying? And you helped me with, you let me run my own show on your network. Don't bite your kind of bill. And don't bite your tongue. So you constantly looking out for people and opening doors. So if ain't nobody tell you, you one of a kind, you the goat of this shit. And
I appreciate
thank you for the opportunity. And it's a pleasure, not only on this, you know what I'm saying? You're a good brother and a good friend outside of the radio shit. You know what I'm saying? So I just salute you, proud of you, 13 years. And shit, I'm going to be here for 13 more.
I know that's right. That's what's up. Hey, Carter, I do got to say this. Like, I remember when you were supporting the show back in the day. This is before you got on the show. And I'll never forget, me and Dangerous Tactics, we was like, who is this nigga sharing all our shit? You know what I'm saying? So that was a real conversation.
Hey, I'm going to get on this motherfucker show. Yeah, I'm going to get down like, these niggas.
We were like, who the fuck is this? And bro, I know I tell this story always too, and I never forget that Samuel Berry, and a lot of y'all might know him as Sam B. Nixon nowadays, you know what I'm saying? So proud of bro, like, bro done came a long ways. We actually asked him to be a part of the show, and he was flattered.
Right.
He loved all that, you know what I'm saying? But he said, bro, I know somebody that I know who's going to be a good fit for the show, and he submitted your name, you know. So I will say this. Me and Dangerous Titans, we had egg on our face because we said, now, we done talked all this shit, and the nigga done submitted Carter Mafioso. So that was a beautiful thing, bro. Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
Right.
All right. That's what's up.
I remember y'all had me on the conference call. And, you know, Davis Tactics, he had too much to say, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he did.
I was like, I see this. This one y'all had, Dat Pitt. You had the flyers and making the CD covers for Dat Pitt.
And I'm going to shout Dangerous out, because one thing about Dangerous Tactics, he did not like new people coming on the show. Damn niggas like that. He did not like
that.
Oh, man. This is the history of Ground Hard Radio tonight. That was well said, Carter. We gonna keep this thing moving, man. While I look for our Georgia Peach, you know, even if we don't got Kia in the building, you know, I still want to salute her, the newest cast member of the Ground Hard Radio. You know, she be busy, team. She doing her thing. She grinding. Yeah. We gonna hold it down. But I want to throw it to the queen of Ground Hard Radio because, like I said, team, like, it's almost like a history lesson tonight. Y'all know Virginia Slim was one of the first female artists to be on the show. And when she left, I can be honest, I was curious of how the dynamics would work because she had been a part of the show for so long. But, Ms. Chief, when I tell you how you came onto this show in 2016, and slowed that bitch ever since. And I'm going to be honest, the queen, don't get mad at me. She kind of hate when I say the queen, because, you know, everybody. But what I'm trying to tell you is she is the motherfucking queen of Ground Hard Radio, and I'm not going to ever stop saying that. I'm not going to ever stop saying that.
Right.
I told you years before, the queen of Ground Hard Radio, and I don't give a fuck what nobody thinks. So, sis, love you too, baby. You just don't know. How you feeling? Because you've been here 26, 8 years. That's a long time, queen. Long time.
Yeah, so as time, like, you know, starts going by, I started thinking about, like, especially today, I started thinking about different incidents, different shows, cast members, and when I started 8 years ago, you know, like I said, I didn't know anything, and you taught me so much, indirectly, directly, you know, and you encouraged me. It is challenging for, like, to be a female, and it's a group of men because, you know, you have to be a little bit more boisterous. You need to be, and indirectly, you trained me to be able to, when I speak, command the room, and that helps also in my music. You know, so this has been therapy for me. I've met a lot of you guys. I've made music with you guys, and I consider you guys not just friends, but like family. Like, I'm closer to y'all than I am to people that are in my own city. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
likewise.
I mean, it's not, there's nothing, this is authentic. This is not scripted. This is as genuine as it gets. This is when I'm off the radio you know, and I ain't heard from her. I just called you today. Was like, yo, I ain't seen you moving. What's going on?
She showed
you. You know
it.
What I'm saying? We have that type of relationship. You know, as a female, because it isn't that many, I understand that, you know, the competition and all that stuff and everything, but I just think I'm in Miss Chief Lane, wherever the fuck that is, you know, and Grindhard has helped me do that. Y'all support me. Y'all my brothers. Like, how much more beautiful is it, a sister to have some brothers that support her, be like, you know, like, do your shit. And I be like, yeah, you know, that's awesome. I have you to thank for that. You know, Grindhard Radio has made a platform for my music, for my graphics. You support that. Like, that's real love. And I appreciate everything you've ever done for me. So that's my 13-year tribute. To Grindhard Radio, grind or die forever for life. Love you, brother.
Love you too, Queen. And I just want to thank you for your grown-ass woman energy. That's one thing that I love about you. Now, sis, I want to backtrack just a little bit. You said some real shit on the last episode when we was talking about, you know, where you going to take your girl. And when you said the whole Taco Bell thing, let me tell you something, Queen. That was the realest moment I ever heard from you, because I'm just saying, just as your brother, you wouldn't strike me as take you to Taco Bell. And I feel like you would cuss a motherfucker out, but when you was so real with that,
see,
you know what
that,
I'm saying?
See,
when
you
were so,
but you
that
know
was
what,
a real
the
fucking
problem.
Moment.
And that's the problem with when you got radio and then you got real life. People got characters that's really not them, you know. And I'm the type of person in life. I've gone on a date, a first date, and we watched the fireworks. And got Taco Bell. No, it wasn't Taco Bell. It was Taco Shop, because, you know, we got authentic Taco Shop here.
Yes,
and I smoked weed, and I had my Beats. And I freaked out all night long. And that was my date with that person. And that was okay with me. Like, I'm not expecting nothing because I ain't giving nothing. So, you know, that's cool. I ain't tripping off of dates like that. It's a time and a place for kind of dates like that.
Yeah. I think that moment, like, solidified everything, because you real like that. You know what I'm saying, sis? And another thing I want to throw at you. Sis, you know I always call you when I need advice, and I always tell you, well, sis, you know, I work with niggas all day long. You understand what I'm saying? I need a female's perspective. I'm tripping, you know what I'm saying? And you've always been for me, you being there for me in that regards too, you know. So I just want to salute you and give you your flowers, because you're doing it.
I never
like
give
I told
you
the
no
other
bad
day.
Information.
Yeah, don't change for nobody, Queen. Be you.
Understood.
Don't change for nobody.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood.
All right, we're going to keep this thing moving. I'm loving this, man. We're going to throw it to your boy, Dope Ass Music. So, let me tell y'all a little story. Dope has been supporting the show for years, you know. And one thing that I can respect about Dope, now, I'm going to tell you this. Dope, on several occasions, has made opportunities for me to make money, whether it was a dollar or a motherfucking $1 million. And what I'm trying to get folks to realize, motherfuckers don't do that these days. I feel like we live in a world of gatekeepers. Once a nigga get here and get there, they going to shut you out. You know what I'm saying? So I probably call one of y'all phone and say, did you hear what this light-skinned motherfucker said tonight? But I ain't never said this nigga ain't no good motherfucking businessman. And that's one thing that I'm going to respect Dope on, that nigga stand on business. And, I mean, he really been supporting the show. Even when he wasn't a cast member, even when he wasn't a friend of Grindhard Radio, the man been supporting the show damn near since the inception. You know what I'm saying? So I want to salute you, broski, and I want to give the flow to you and salute for what you've been doing with No Filter Radio. You know what I'm saying? On some real nigga shit.
Mm-hmm.
Salute.
Damn, that was a cold ass intro. Like, I don't even know how I'm going to top that. But, look, man.
I mean, it's the truth.
Grindhard. I ran across Grindhard around the same time I ran across Blast Your Thoughts. And, you know, at the time, I was just trying to get my music heard. You know how we all hear it. Your music's whack. Whoop-de-whoop-whoop-whoop. Well, shit. I know a radio station that's going to play my music, and they're going to give me honest feedback. And Jit gave me honest feedback. And Jit listened to my first album that never came out because it wasn't good enough, so I had to scrap it.
he always takes a moment and fuck it up. But go ahead though, you got it.
I mean from B Slim having her interview on Blast Your Thoughts, and it was like, what the fuck is this? Hey baby, this is No Filter, baby. My bad, Slim. We didn't warn you, Slim. But yeah, it was No Filter. And then my very first actual interview ever on Blog Talk Radio was on Grind Hard Radio. So shout out to Jit. From me sending material over here to get to win back to back to back
freestyle battles. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. Me and Jit, you know what I'm saying? Real Trap Radio. You've always supported me.
I enjoyed that.
I already
show.
Supported
yeah.
you. Yeah, yeah, man. Shout out to Real Trap Radio. It's nothing but love, man. Shout out to Jit. I've learned a lot being on this show. And it's a long ass time, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. It's a long ass time.
It is. Definitely is.
Other than that, man, I'm just proud to be on the flyer. Dangerous Tactics held the record for the longest light skinned nigga on the flyer. I think I broke it.
you did.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. Yeah. Dope, you crazy, man.
Hey, man. I love you, Jit. I'm proud of you.
Love you too, bro.
Thank you for allowing me to be on your show. And sometimes hopping on the switchboard and pressing all kind of buttons that I shouldn't be pressing. Shout out to you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you do that well, don't you? Yeah. Don't never come to work when you're supposed to. He come to work when he get ready to. You know what I'm saying? But shit, I mean, I'm used to at Dollar General. I'm used to that.
Shit.
All right. And team, another thing I was thinking too. I was thinking this too, man. I started the show, I was 29 years old, and this year I'll be 42. And
yeah,
I think Dope said this the other day, like, Dope, your daughter, 13. I remember when KP, son was born. Now he taller than a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, man? It's just been so many life-changing events, you know, motherfuckers get married, motherfuckers get divorced, you know what I'm saying? So it's just... It's a lot. It show you true reality radio, you know. So I wanted to throw that out there. But we're going to keep this thing moving on down this yellow brick road, and we're going to throw it to our R&B gangster, Razor. Whatever you want to put out there right now, man, you got the flow, broski.
Man, hey, real talk, I'm just glad to be a part of something, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop entertainment related that's ongoing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I came in and from pretty much the interview all the way to becoming a cast member, like every one of the other cast members that I've interacted with have been nothing but warm and welcoming and encouraging. And it's just awesome to be a part of something ongoing that the energy is always in a positive direction every time we log on this motherfucker. And I'm excited to continue to be a part of it. And excited to see where it goes next, and you know, all the new energy, new cast members to come, and I hope that you let me continue to innovate the show with new segments and new different, you know, changes and things of that nature to help it grow. Let's get it.
Yeah, definitely, bro. And you definitely an asset to this show. That's one thing I can say, man. Because when Grind Hard Radio first started, when the show first started, we did not have that R&B lane. You know what I'm saying? We went with Dub De Niro, Love Jones, now Razor. You know what I'm saying? So salute to you for carrying that torch, bro. You know, because that was a part of not only hip hop, but a part of the show that was actually missing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm an R&B connoisseur. Right. You know, I'm a Teddy Pendergrass, you to death. I might want to do a little Escape, a little Brownstone, a little 112.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
So don't get it twisted now. You know what I'm saying? But I want to salute you, bro, because
you keeping that torch, because a lot of things that I'm niggas over the years just been saying, you know, R&B is dead, R&B is dead, and I feel like every time you get up on this platform, bro, you prove otherwise, you know. So salute to you.
Mm-hmm.
Salute.
You motherfucking right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's go.
And that man got a resume. That man got a whole motherfucking resume around this motherfucker. All right. I know your boy DJ Sergeant Rock. You know he be getting on gigs, and so broski, I'm switching it up a little bit tonight. I want to throw it to Rock while we got him on the line, man. You got the flow right now, big broski. Appreciate that, Razor.
Oh no, I'm at the house. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I'm at
shit.
The house,
okay.
Man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm at the house. You know what I'm talking about?
I ain't get the text. Nigga, I told you the text. We got them, but it's all good. Go ahead, Rod. You got it. I'm just joking. All
right. Well,
I
want
to make sure you got to the house, nigga. Make sure you got there safe. Y'all know how.
Right. Right.
Text me. Yeah. Text me when you get home. God damn it. But go ahead.
I'm straight. I'm straight.
I know you, bro. Just my Scorpio way.
All I can say about Grind Hard Radio is I never guessed that I would be a part of a team of different people from various different other places. You know what I'm saying? And we all rocking together. You know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about? Jit first heard my voice when I was doing grown folks business with Tweety B.
Tweety B.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got in touch with each other and we chopped it up on the phone. He said, well, how about, you know what I'm saying, how you feel about, you know, coming over here? I said, well, I'll give it a shot. Shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't scared of nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? So from the moment I came to Grind Hard Radio, it's been up ever since. I've gotten to learn and know so many different people. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I just want to thank Jit for that opportunity, because contrary to popular opinion, Jit introduced me to this internet shit. You know what I'm saying? I was already on it, but I wasn't on it. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't releasing mixtapes and none of that. And Jit made it possible for me to do that through Tape Sauce. You know what I'm saying? If y'all remember Tape Sauce, you know what I'm saying? The mixtape site that we used to have. You know what I'm saying?
Forgot all about that.
And I was doing some pretty good numbers. Carter was doing some pretty good numbers. Everybody that put their shit on Tape Sauce did numbers. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So I thank you for that. You know what I'm saying? For introducing me, you know, to this shit a little more. You know what I'm saying? So I can get my old ass mind right. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. You know what I'm saying? Jit, you did that. And I just want to say I love you. You know what I'm saying? This shit ain't going to stop. You executive producing my album coming soon. You know what I'm saying? So we taking this shit as far as we can take this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, 13 years ain't going to be 13 more added on to this before it's all over with. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Trill.
That's real talk.
Mm-hmm.
And Rock, I gotta give you a big up too, man, because I know, you know, when you first got on the show, and I even told this to Tweety B, I said, well, damn, I said, that nigga, that wild, you know what I'm saying? He got a big personality, I got a big personality. I thought maybe we was gonna clash, and I'll never forget when I had that conversation with you, you was just like, well, nigga, don't worry about all that. You know, we got this, and that's when I knew, I said, okay, I could talk to this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can say what we got to say. Keep it moving. You know what I'm saying, man? So I just want to say salute, because every time you come through this motherfucker, DJ Sergeant Rock, you living this hoe up. You know what I'm saying? So keep going, man. Proud of you. Proud of you.
Well,
Hey, thank you,
man. I'm just blessed. You know what I'm saying? Because if it wasn't y'all, it probably wouldn't have been somebody else. And that probably wouldn't have been right. You see what I'm saying? I'm glad it's y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. For real. And shout out to Tweety B for even getting me introduced into this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Big salute.
Because I didn't know this shit was as big as it was. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. I did not know this shit was just that big, that major. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it's all love, man. I love all y'all, man. Happy 13th anniversary. Grindhard Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, and it was a seamless transition, you know what I'm saying? You know, unlike Dope, you know, when I seen that nigga, I said, oh, it's another light-skinned nigga. I'm going to attack him every episode, you know? So it was seamless, bro. So I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Say, what the fuck you going with that? Yeah, I know. I knew you were going to say that, though. All right, man, we're going to keep this thing moving before we get to these callers. I want to throw it to Cobra Immortal. Broski, this your second season. Dope crowned you last episode. I guess maybe I added to it, you know what I'm saying? It seemed like you the new moral compass of the show. I'm just joking, Broski. Oh, what you got to flow right now? What's your thought?
You know what, man? I'll just say, you know, being a part of Grindhard Radio is changed and it's impacted my life. You know, it's timing is of the essence. You know, 10 years ago around this time, I signed my first recording contract with a company out of California. And 4 years ago around this time, I lost my father. So I feel like, you know, that this history of Grindhard Radio is such fitting. And how it started was, you know, I just happened to get on social media. Thank God for social media, because I wouldn't have been able to connect with Grindhard Radio as well as the members in the cast of Grindhard Radio. And I've always wanted to add something to my resume as far as like being on a black TV radio podcast talk show where we talk about real issues that affects the world, affects our communities, affects our children, grandchildren, our parents, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, a radio show where we take a stance on you know, like Kata Mafioso said, unity, you know, brothers and sisters, the talent that is on this panel, the intellect, the ambition and the drive. I hear all of the stories from each and every one of the cast members on their journey with their music and things that happened in their personal life. And I connected right along with each and every one of you because I felt like I was just that one person out there that was searching and looking for somebody that a team that I feel connected with, that I can be family. You know what I'm saying? And this is how I look at Grindhard Radio as my family, because it's gotten me through a lot of good times and bad times. You know, like when I was coming back, you know, from Georgia, you know, what I did was the whole way back, the 9 hours I drove back to Missouri, bro, I Bluetooth and listened to every episode of Grindhard Radio. From the time that before I became on the show and a part of the cast till afterwards. And it was it's done a lot for me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like it's opened the doors for my music. It's connected me with you guys. You guys got the talent, y'all got the drive. Y'all push me to go harder, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, it's a lot of benefits being a part of something that's bigger than yourself. And I had this vision of all of us, you know, pulling up, you know what I'm saying? Pulling up. We stepping
it's
out.
Coming.
Like, Grindhard Radio is a global sensation to where we got Grindhard Radio division in every part of the world. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like I'm seeing the bigger picture, bro. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And like I said, Blackberry King, Kid Chronicles, man, I want to say thank you, brother. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of love and a lot of respect for you, bro, because you're an innovator. You're a motivator. You're an organizer. You're a mobilizer. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You're all of these things. And to give, you know, the cast members as well as myself a platform to get their thoughts, their feelings, their opinions, their art, their fan base. Because being a part of Grindhard Radio is something that I look forward to each and every week. But like I said, it's opened up the doors for me in other avenues. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, like people say, hey, man, you're a part of that because they see us. They see us, bro. I know that for a fact. They see us.
Right.
Okay. And like y'all were talking, like there's little it's got to be great because if it's not great, why would – if there is anybody out there want to copy or steal bits and pieces of the formula that was created by the scientists, by the people. And also, too, a message to the members that have been with Grindhard Radio way before CI even came about. I respect each and every one of you because of the character, the faithfulness, the devotion, that you got that connection with your brother Jit and Katamafioso, dope music, raising like everybody. Like, that's a beautiful thing to see how y'all got this familyhood, this brotherhood, this sisterhood. You know what I'm saying? And because it in this industry, bro, it takes trust. It takes trust to, you know, entrust somebody with their career, their brand. And, you know, and like I said, man, I respect each and every one of you because y'all brought Grindhard Radio to where it's at today. I have my people listening to it. I have my people in California and in England. And I got other people that want to get interviewed and here in St. Louis and get their music out there. So the groundwork that was started, it's now it's turned into a tree of opportunities because everybody is seeing Grindhard Radio. I've listened to other podcast shows and I even see them on YouTube. But the last few nights, man, and this is God is my witness, I've literally seen us all pull up at this corporate looking building, and we're going up the elevator in a master control room, like how they got at CNN, you know what I'm saying? And we up there, we black people, we got the talent, we got the gifts. There is nothing that we can't do, you know what I'm saying? So to be a part of something that's bigger than yourself, and to put this on my resume, because it brought me back 10 years ago where I was. It's like how my boy DJ Sergeant Rock said, we run the matrix around this bitch. I felt like Grindhard Radio is the matrix. You know what I'm saying? And I touched it. And I went all the way back to where I was 10 years ago and where I'm at today. And I never could imagine, even though I always wanted to be a part of a all-black radio podcast show that talks about real issues. They're not afraid. They stand on business. It's no capping. It's really reality radio. So each and every one of you, man, I love each and every one of y'all. I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to be a part of your journey. Like I said, Tata Mafioso, DJ Face Mob, Sergeant Rock, you know what I'm saying? I feel like y'all are legends. Razor, you know what I'm saying? Miss Chief, Dope-Ass Music, Kia. Like, I'm legends. I'm around legends. Black Larry King, bro. I can't even fathom of how big this is, though, man. It gives me chills just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because
me too, bro. Me too.
40 years back, bro, 40 more years, we're gonna all look back and be like, man, look at what happened. And I also think would be cool, too, is every year or whenever, all the members of Grindhall Radio, man. We select
Link
the
up.
City every year. Whether
yep.
it's Miami,
we're doing it for a minute.
ATL,
yep.
LA,
yep.
Vegas. Let,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like, everybody get together and, like, that whole week, we just kick it. You know what I'm saying? Like what family
mm-hmm.
do, you know what I'm saying?
I saw it. Right.
Yeah.
Insane,
we're
man.
Doing it for a minute. Yeah, you've been saying it, Queen.
Yeah.
We've been doing we started off real good and then we kind of fell off. But we started off strong though. You did.
I mean, it's a reason why that it's still here, brother. Like I said, Black Larry King, you're an innovator, man. You're when I noticed there was something different when the show came on, cuz like how your intro, like I said, I compare your, because you got a, your voice is like, reminds me of Big Rube from the Goody Mob. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've heard
that.
Yeah.
It's that, mm-hmm. it's that dark, clear,
Carter said that
like,
time.
Direct
yeah.
voice.
Yeah,
that,
you got
it's
radio
like, you
voice.
Can, bro, you should be making millions of dollars just off your intros, cuz.
Yeah,
seriously.
He got his voice.
You like that. You remind
yeah.
me so much of like Big Rube, bro. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I
yeah.
do. Like every episode
wow.
that we
on
do, I always go back
yeah.
and listen to the episode like that next day or that same night. You know what I'm saying? And
it's never
like
gave
said,
you niggas money.
Yeah.
Especially if you ain't give me none, nigga. Are you gonna get these niggas money now? You ain't gave me that now. Yeah, I got a problem with that. Yep.
Yeah. One love, man. One love. Love y'all,
man.
Man,
that's
hey,
love.
Yeah.
My team,
Rio,
nigga.
So stop the fuckery. Stop
yeah.
the fuckery. My
yeah.
team, this is yours, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm about every time that shit came on, man, it's like when he first said that shit, he meant that shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, my team, this is yours. Nigga, stop the fuckery. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Check out. Man. Woo. Turning red over here, goddamn it. Okay, so check this out. We do got some callers on the line. So before we do that real quick, we got our Georgia Peach, the newest cast member to this season of Grind Hard Radio. We got your girl, Miss Kia. Live
hey.
In the motherfucking building.
Hey.
Dog, he came in at the right
hey.
Time.
What's up, baby?
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, we
living this bitch, baby.
They turned up tonight. I know.
Yeah,
they definitely lit today for that 13th anniversary.
Well, you got the floor, darling. I want you to throw it out there, darling. Go ahead. You got the flow right now. Like, we know it's, you know, you fairly new to the show, you know, but what has your experience been so far? I guess that'll be a good question to you, to pose to you.
Okay. Again, hey, everyone, tonight. Kind of getting on a little late, has business to handle.
It's all good, Queen.
And
yeah.
reference
that's
to
right.
the,
that's
tonight,
all right.
Being the 13th anniversary and my short time being on Grindhard, I definitely enjoy it. Like, everyone is like a family. No one has been like, you don't belong here, you
mm-hmm.
never done radio before or anything like mm-hmm. that. Instead, everyone,
nah.
if I need any pointers or anything, everyone is willing to reach out. Give me
mm-hmm.
a few pointers, assist me if needed, if I need something. Even if it's not for the radio, it could be something just I do on the side. Everyone has reached out personally. And like, hey, I'm here to support. If you need this,
mm-hmm.
let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm here. Let me know what you got going on. Hey, we can make this happen. So it's been
mm-hmm.
a blessing from all of y'all. Really, it has in the short time I have worked with y'all. And I can't wait to see what else the future holds because it is a blessing. I do appreciate y'all. Again, thank you. Big shout out to Jit Chronicle, the Black Larry King, for the opportunity, the whole Grindhard family, Miss Chi for sharing her spotlight as the queen.
Mm-hmm.
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 Number one.
Thank you, King.
But I really
I love
all
that
y'all.
Yeah.
I love
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Real talk. So I guess I can say this too, you know, real quick. We're going to take it to the phone lines. I got two things I want to throw out there. When I was developing the show, the concept was always a mixture of 106 and Park and Love and Hip Hop, right? Because y'all know I love reality TV shows. You know what I'm saying? And when I say right. that, I'm not saying the crazy part of it. I'm saying the aesthetic of it. You know, 7, 5, 8, shit. We had a cast of 10 one time of a group of people like minded trying to make. You know, make whatever it is happen. You know what I'm saying? And for me personally, that vision, I mean, it's bigger than I could ever imagine. You know what I'm saying? So when we say that we're reality radio, that's just what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? It's real shit. It's where the real people hang. We talk about real stuff, real topics, shit that affect our families. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of that, team, because I feel like, you know, we all on this radio shit, but we also got an outside hustle. We got 9 to 5s, you know what I'm saying? We making money, we doing graphics, we making music and shit like that. So I want to salute one of my sisters personally that I've known since middle school. She on the line right now. Coco don't like to press one all the time. When I tell you this is one of the best fucking assistants I've ever, when I say this woman assists me and helps me, like, this my sister. So I know you listening to me. I just want to shout you out, you know what I'm saying, and just let you know I love you. I love you for allowing me to be me. Y'all, I be coming in that bitch so late as fuck, and shit, man, Cody, you got it. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to say, sis, salute. She's supporting me right now, you know what I'm saying? So I want to salute to my girl, Coco, you know what I'm saying? And one of these days, she gonna press that goddamn one. But since I love you, you done got me through some shit. Like, we've been going through some shit for this last couple of months, goddamn it. But you've been getting me through. And, team, I want to say this. And I'm so real when I say this. And I ain't trying to be funny. I cashed my 401k and get the fuck on about my business today. You know what I'm saying? So if it wasn't for this woman right here, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? But she make it worth it. You understand what I'm saying? And when you got somebody that got your back like that, that you can actually reach out and touch, it's a beautiful thing.
Right.
I just wanted to throw that out
there. Right.
I love you, sis. That's my big motherfucking sister. Yeah, I love you, baby.
That's true. Much love, Coco. You know what I'm saying? You did that. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
I love that girl. I tell her, get the hell on up out of here. Do what you got to do, because, shit, I'm a ride out. You ride out, too, goddammit. We got this, you know what I'm saying? So,
Because
she helped me this week. I played hooking this week, and it wasn't no motherfucking problem. Boss, I got this. Go ahead and do what you got to do. Damn sure did. All right, so, team, before we pay some bills, man, you know, these callers been hanging on like a motherfucker, man. For those who press one, we do appreciate you. I mean, they all over the fucking Ground Hard Radio chat rooms, but we going to take it to the phone lines. Dope, did you come to work tonight? Now, this where you get your bonus check at. Did you come to work? This is the 13-year anniversary. You ain't really got to do that. But, and you get a bonus check after. Did you come to work?
Did Dope Ass Music come to work today?
Okay, yeah, I see the music. Go ahead. You got
I did come to work. Hey, look.
Finally.
I'm going ahead. I'm bringing on my favorite co-host of all time, the man that goes from coast to coast, spreads women like butter and toast, the OTR General, Brody's daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, Smoothie Dudes in the building.
What is this?
Hey. Hey, man. Thirteen years is a long time, man. Salute to you, man. Shit. For real. I got a special guest on the phone with me. We three-wayed in. The whole No Filter show, we on the thing, Question and Crush, man.
Okay.
Let's go.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's go, fellas.
We in here.
Trill.
Yeah.
Hey, look. No Filter. You know,
Reinhardt Radio been on 13 years. Joe been doing this thing. I don't know how many years on Reinhardt. But, man, we appreciate you keeping them lights on for us, for us folks to come on Monday and we can shoot the shit and do our thing, too. So we had to come through tonight, bro, and show you some love, big homie.
Yes, sir.
Salute. Salute. Yeah, it is.
Salute.
It's smooth shit. You got
somebody
outside.
Phone, nigga. Which one do I know?
Oh, okay. I just didn't want to talk over my people. I'm a direct like I do on, like it's Monday then.
Go ahead. You
got it. I already. Hey, damn. Hey, shit, though. For real, though. I was going to speak on one of my favorite moments of Reinhardt Radio. I remember I got one when we clicked up and we had Mac on all four shows, my show, Blast Your Thoughts, Queen T.
That was iconic,
and your show. That was iconic. We had Mac from jail live on all four shows syndicated. But another favorite moment of Reinhardt Radio, and I think you one of the first ones who started that, was that freestyle battles, man. You started them freestyle battles with Fury coming through
and we were giving out money.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We're getting out money.
Yes, sir. Them two of my favorite Reinhardt Radio moments. And number three, I'm going to bring it to our show, No Filter. Man, rest in peace to her soul. But me and Dope, and I think Fresh was on there with us, we had Gangsta Boo. Oh, that was Question. We had
Gangsta Boo. Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, we had Gangsta Boo on the show, man.
I remember that question.
But, we had Gangsta Boo like a year right before she died, man. So, salute to that, man. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to let my boy Quest say a little something, Crush. Say a little something, because y'all already know I could talk all day. I'm a leader. You know, I point and click and point niggas in their direction. But, shit, we had to come through. Salute. We love you. Please,
hey,
sir,
I love you
please,
for that, bro.
Sir,
thank you.
Keep them lights on for us, man, because we got a lot more No Filter bullshit to talk on Mondays. But you know we had to come through and show love and salute you on your day, bro. Love you, bro. Keep doing what
salute,
you're doing.
Salute,
bro. Everything. All positivity this way, man.
Yeah. Thank you, bro.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You want to go first? Hey, man. Like I say, I appreciate just the platform that y'all have for us. Because it's a lot of people that really be tapping in, and that should be meaning something, especially when, you know, Dope might get the call or the text message later, like, yo, this was a good show. I really needed that. Talk about the laughs or the cries or the little moments. You know, we reaching people, man, and through the platform that y'all give us to reach people, man, I can't do nothing but say I thank y'all. Salute to y'all. I appreciate this shit so much because we changing people's lives whether y'all know it or not, and y'all probably do
exactly,
know, but,
bro.
This is definitely one of them monumental moments, man. 13 years and still going, and we just looking to keep growing and keep showing up every time that we get the opportunity to do so, man. So from me to y'all, man, I appreciate it. I salute. Keep doing it. I love y'all, man. It's only
13 years.
No doubt.
13 years.
Salute you too, bro.
That's a staple. You have a staple on you. Like, imagine all, like, questions that, imagine all the lives you have changed in this 13 years. Just think about it. Not the people that are all on this line right now. Not just the people that are on the line, the people who have called in, the people that you have interviewed, the people they have tapped in with. Like, so many people have been affected by this right here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That type of impact just don't go away. And we have seen a lot of stations wither out. This place is the last of a dying breed.
Mm. Appreciate
the fact that we the lights are still on and they still bright. Yeah, that's something to be cherished. That's something to feel accomplished about.
Mm-hmm.
So
Hats off 100. To all of y'all. Real talk.
Appreciate that, bro.
Salute to you, bro. Salute to you.
That's true.
Yeah, man.
And it's still fucked. And it's still fucked up. Right there, right
there. Oh yeah. Always. Dope ain't shit. All dope does is press buttons. We all know this, and we all accept it.
So he come to work on Monday. You know, Tuesday and Thursday, he be all like, all right, we get it.
Damn. He only plays on Monday, too.
That nigga clock in on Mondays, though. He clock in on Mondays, though, man. Tuesday and Thursday. Shit. It's all
move
love.
Down, move down. Hey, but shout out man. To Preston, too, because he got some fire beats. I remember.
He do.
Him and Dope had a beat battle on IG. That was a monumental moment during the COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
was it
like,
was.
Shout
was.
Out to
yeah.
Quest.
Yep. Yeah.
Dope
I got beats for sale, too. Now. If anybody's stopping,
salute.
If anybody's stopping for production, I got that. Yep. You know the funny thing? Yeah, you know the funny thing about Dope is Dope caught out for two battles and blocked both of them.
Yeah, listen. I don't know why people be trying to play with me like I am. That's first of all, I don't get it.
Bob.
I don't get it, boy.
Let them know, bro.
I'm going to teach them every time.
Let them know, Chris.
Yeah, man, I'm going to teach them every time. But, yeah, they got to quit playing with me like I really ain't the one.
True.
That's what I was talking about.
Gang. Yeah, because I don't feel bad when I like two fuckers and they lighting his ass up tonight, goddamn. So I'm damn sure they going to feel bad.
Hey, we're here for all of it. Because the last thing we need to do is let Dope feel special.
That's the last thing we need to do, Chris.
That's the
yeah.
last thing we gonna let happen.
Yeah, he likes
my daddy says I'm special.
Yeah.
My daddy says I'm
like
special.
My daddy says I'm special. Yeah, special education, my nigga.
I know we probably got some other folks out there. I just want to reiterate one more time, though, big homie. We love you, man. Thank you, bro.
Salute.
You know, back in the gap, we used to have them 1-on-1. You know what I'm saying? And just look what it is all blossoming. Like, I'm going to reiterate what Chris said, bro. You the last of a dying breed, big homie. Like, for real, bro. We so thankful for you. We all got our own little, you know, side hustles that you were saying earlier. Everybody doing their own thing. But I know Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, we all come to this place and unite and share our talents on the same level. And talk shit or whatever, show each other the new projects we got, or just you know, come and feel like family is all together. So man, please
keep the bobo.
Please, bro. Salute to you, bro, and keep them lights on, bro. We
my mental health, my mental stability sometimes relies on that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I add to it too, man. You know that this the safe place. You know what I'm saying? Like this, what a nigga need. You hustling all week. Mm-hmm. You doing this. You doing that. You know what I'm saying? This be that wind down time. You know, so Ground Hard Radio. Mm-hmm. It's still a lot of life left. You know what I'm saying? Including Team No Filter Radio every Monday, right here on this station, groundhardradio.com. Smooth. I love you for that, bro. Mm-hmm. I appreciate y'all. Question right. Fresh. Salute. Thank y'all.
Thank
you.
Yes,
sir.
Mob.
All right, so team, we're going to keep this thing moving, man. Y'all hit us up. Now, they is hustling. Y'all already know the line's full. You know, everybody ain't quite pressed 1-323-693-3043 be the number. We got the shits and giggles coming up with your boy Razor. We got the R&B spotlight. Team, I think it's a good point to take a break, a music break, you know what I'm saying? And I want to throw it to my boy Carter Mafioso. Anything that you want to get into, bro, we can definitely do this. We still got time, team. Y'all keep it locked to Ground Hard Radio, 13-year anniversary
show.
We
got time? Oh, okay. Whoever
yeah,
wanna fuck with Sneaky, Thug, Silent Vocalist, I see your ass creeping, itchy finger on the scat, see the shells dropping, totally locked shit down, no matter who's watching. Man, I bring extortion, break MCs down in portions, light you up
three cubicles, face scorching. Your mental eye, lethal crossfire. Live wire, create a new image that I think you might admire. The adrenaline, divine doctrine, with the vocal verbal medicine. Let my niggas in. We crash, cruise, and flee with all the dividends. Success is due to those who pay dues. Watch out for the beast and continue to make moves. Lick a shot for the sneaky thug. Keeping it to the heart and still show my niggas love. We represent the down dealer where we bust love. Keeping it to the heart and still show my niggas love.
Come on,
we did that in a minute. You had to let me know. This is what we do over here, you know. Fitting bars. Let them know it's hip-hop over here.
You know, never mind who you thought I was. I'm Rick James, bitch.
I like that too.
Ma.
He clocked in.
Damn right. That's what I'm
yeah, he clocked in. Clocked in tonight.
Well, we're going to run this show. I'm going to hit y'all with a world premiere before we out for a couple weeks. This is everybody got somebody that makes them mad or makes them sick. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker make me sick.
My supervisor.
So, you know what I'm saying? It ain't all about bars and getting so deep to where people can't understand what you're saying. So I've been keeping shit real ABC and real simple lately. So this is Make Me Sick by Carter Mafioso, Soul, produced by DJ Face Mob. Grind Hard Radio, okay. Let's get it.
Kick off.
What's good? This the one and only Bull City Maniac, your homie from the 919, Just KP. And I'm live right here on Grind Hard Radio, the number one reality radio and all across the land. Man, if you with us, 323-693-3043.
Man, hold on, what was that?
One more time. 323-693-3043. Press 1, talk to the host. Right now, let's get into more of this dope music only on Grind Hard Radio. Take off.
All up in my ear with all that whining. Chin up, chest out.
Ain't got time for all that crying. Who can you count on or call on when you need help? Who can you trust? Can't go wrong believing in self. Why you asking me to borrow my last? You are so selfish. Only love me giving you cash. I got my own problems, my own worries, my own stress. Too many downfalls without falling off, trying to do my best. Don't get mad cause I'ma tell it like it is. You should be out here wasting time, you should be handling me. Being right here broke will definitely make me sick. I ain't about to sit around, I'ma come up with it quick. Grind hard or die is the motto that we live. And we gon' keep it mud till we make it out of here. He made me sick, she made me sick, he made me sick, she made me sick.
Yeah, that nigga be wanting the same, goddammit, so we gonna make a singing group, cause I can carry a tune too, nigga, you ain't gonna just be goddammit, cause I thought I was David Ruffin around this bitch.
I'm
trying to be David Ruffin
around
this bitch.
We gotta bring the five heartbeats back. Fuck
yeah,
we gotta
do that shit. Yo, when you come to football, we gonna make that happen. Goddamn, I don't give a fuck if it's a TikTok.
No,
we gonna make that motherfucker happen. Yeah, cause nigga, I can carry
what
a
happened
too. Yeah.
What happened? Jay, you trying to get in my?
Yeah. Hey, Rage, come on, nigga, you get on in too, now, nigga. But look, I gotta be lead. Now, goddamn it, David Ruffin. Cause I can't sing, but I can carry a motherfucking tune. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference. All right, so check this out, dude. Before we get into the R&B spotlight of the night, I want to get another track in, man, and I want to throw it to your boy, Cobra Immortal. You know what I'm saying? You're live with Ground Hard Radio for the 13th year anniversary. Hit us up 323-693-3043. Or you can log on to the official website, Ground Hard Radio.
Hey.
Come on, bro, with the ad lib, nigga. Yeah. That shit gonna merge so good on the play bite.
Whoa.
I got my lines out. That nigga had the background there. That shit gonna be good on the play bite, boy. But Cobra, you got it. Give me a minute to scroll and you got it. Cobra, you carried that bitch the whole time I was talking to you. I almost ran
I'm
out of breath.
Shit, yeah, man.
I love this shit, boy.
For real.
Hey, brother Jit, I think I sent you a new track in, brother. It's called That's Right.
It's the craziest thing. I'm looking at it right now. So what you want to do with it, Cole?
All right.
I'm looking at it. I didn't even know you were going to say that. Actually, you sent me one Tuesday, too. You sent me two new tracks, but it's crazy that you said that, and I'm looking at it. But go
all
ahead.
Right, so that's
pop
right off. Now. That's divine. That's
yeah.
Divine intervention. You heard me?
You know, both great minds think alike. Scorpio Brothers.
Dang. Adventure, bro. We finna get into it. Yo, it's your boy Cobra Mortal. Yay. Room. And this
Room.
Is one of my new tracks. That's right. Yeah. On Grind Hard Radio. Let's go.
Take off.
Fuck a pussy nigga hating on me, that's right. I'ma get my money up, nigga, that's right. I'ma fall till I fall, nigga, that's right. I'll be smashing them all, nigga, that's right. Fuck a pussy nigga hating on me, that's right. I'ma get my money up, nigga, that's right. I'ma fall till I fall, nigga, that's right. I'll be smashing them all, nigga, that's right. Man, I'm so supreme, nigga, that's right. Man, I'm fucking my team, nigga, that's right. I be hustling, getting money, nigga, that's right. You out here looking so bummy, nigga, that's right. I'm taking trips into California, that's right. I got the bad chick on me, that's right. Man, I take your bitch, nigga, that's right. You ain't getting no grip, nigga, that's right. Hey. Fuck a pussy, nigga, hating on me, that's right. I'ma get my money up, nigga, that's right. Gonna need it, your people, dog, that's right. Man, I take your bitch, nigga, that's right. I'ma get my rich, nigga, that's right. Man, I talk a lot of shit, nigga, that's right. I can back it up, nigga, that's right. You ain't fucking my music, nigga, that's right. Man, I'm high on point, nigga, that's right. Fuck a pussy, nigga, hating on me, that's right. I'ma get my money up, nigga, that's right.
World premiere.
Hey, that's right. Right.
Yeah, man.
That's a ode to what we say in St. Louis. Like if you meet anybody from St. Louis, they'll say, that's right. So that's the reason why, like, it's an ode to FTL. You heard me?
Okay. You already know,
right?
Bingo, garlic, all right. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
You did. Uh-huh. All right, man. Uh-huh. It's Grand Hard Radio. I'm live in the motherfucking building. This is the Black Larry King. I'm live in the building with all the mafioso, Razor, dope ass music, DJ Sergeant Rock, Miss Chief, Cole
Trio,
and Miss Kia, man. Ooh. Make sure y'all hit us up, 323-693-3043, or you can log on to the official website, that's groundhardradio.com. Don't forget to subscribe. Team, we're going to go ahead and jump into the R&B spotlight track of the night. When we come back, we're going to get into the shits and giggles segment with your boy Razor. The R&B spotlight track of the night is Music Soul Child with Love, Ground Hard Radio.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
It's your girl, Miss Chief, and you're now listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that knob all the way up. Let's get lit.
Hey, yo, what's the deal, man? What's the good neighbor, Peter Lady Boss? You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that shit up.
Love is so many.
many things I've got to tell you, but I'm afraid I don't know how. Cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. Cause love, so many people use your name in vain. Love, those who have faith in you sometimes go astray.
And giggles.
Yeah,
right now.
You got to call production.
How the fuck
Did
we go from making love to a motherfucker having love with a motherfucker to shits and giggles?
Ass production. Hashtag that shit, nigga.
Like, he turned off that light to turn on
the
other
light. Yo, but the hashtag ass production. But no, I love that track.
Oh,
man,
oh,
best
God,
episode
God.
Ever.
Woo.
Bob.
Okay.
Trill.
Y'all that.
Come
y'all
on, Mason. Come
crazy.
On with this bullshit now. Come on with this bullshit.
I'm scared.
So this one, I gotta set this one up because it's a very specific situation I'm going to put y'all in that y'all going to have to tackle. So in this one, you and your woman live together, but you are not married. And her parents come and stay the weekend over.
Oh, Lord.
Her father walks in on you having sex with your girl, his daughter.
Oh, no.
And I want to know from the cast, who is responsible for apologizing and who is responsible for addressing this?
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Well, number one.
Yeah, somebody else did that.
I ain't used to parents walking all in the house all willy-nilly while I'm fucking. I ain't used to that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't used to that.
And he's paying the rent. Shit. I feel like this woman was paying the rent. She didn't have to ask no questions. Yeah.
It's just a weekend, though. It's just a weekend, though. Like, y'all can't leave the house. Like, why do you have to have sex?
I ain't used to people walking up and down the hallways and walking into the kitchen and getting some shit to drink or to eat and having a party while I'm fucking. I ain't used to that.
Hey, well, I can say this about paying the rent. Like, shit, if you just paid the rent, like, a nigga ain't got no money to go to no hotel. So I think she should explain because it's her parents. You know what I'm saying? Like, you explain this. Like, nigga, I put all the money on the rent. Who
daddy,
who plays
daddy come in the door. Daddy busts in the door. And you got his daughter in the book and shit.
He
gonna stand there for a couple of seconds. His perverted ass gonna stand there for a couple of seconds. You know what I'm saying? Just to see how you doing it. You know what I'm saying?
In all reality, that'll never happen. Any woman that respects their father, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. It don't matter how old she is. That'll never happen.
I done seen some shit being from the South. I don't know, sis. I done seen some shit being from the South. So.
No God.
Put my daddy in that position.
Yeah. Lord have mercy. All right, raising his topic. Yeah. All right, who want
to
take it?
Hey, but real talk, like, in my opinion, I think that as the man of the house, it's my job to go address her father and pull him to the side privately, and you know what I'm saying? And address him with an apologetic tone, but still, you know, hoping that he understands this your house. You know what I'm saying? You govern everything that happened in these four walls, and that includes his daughter. And respect him, apologize.
I'm going to say it again. I'm not used to parents of either side getting up and walking all through the house, and it's my house or it's my girl house. I'm not used to that. You know what I'm saying? Because we could decide to get down at any moment of the day.
You know what I'm saying? So why is you walking all through the house all with the litter? You know what I'm saying? Get your old ass somewhere and sit down. You know what I'm saying?
He said, but the key word was,
we
he said,
crying.
It's the week.
I'm
it's
crying.
Just you two, we only 2 days.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
What you say, Rock nigga roaming all around the house and shit?
Yo, we in our room.
You're supposed to be in your room.
In our room. We in our room. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be in your room. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we'll give y'all some inspiration to make you want to do something. You know what I'm saying? Hearing all the goddamn sex noises coming out the goddamn room and shit. Fuck that. You know what the fuck
right.
we doing. Shit. Quit playing with me.
Yeah.
I would hope that you would not address her father with that tone, Rock.
I'm going to hit. I'm going to hit. And I ain't going to apologize for shit. I ain't going to apologize for nothing. I'm going to hit. I'm not apologizing for shit. Fuck that.
Lord,
so what? You going to address that nigga with that tone? You going to address that nigga with that tone? You going to address Pops with that tone and let him know what time it is?
I'm not going to say shit.
Oh, you ain't going to say shit. Okay.
I'm not going to say nothing. That's how your daughter
that's
got here. Fit. I'm not going to say nothing.
Hey, so Rob.
I see you in the morning with a glass of orange juice.
Oh, Lord.
I see you in the morning
so,
with a glass
of orange juice. So, Rob, let me ask you something.
It with a glass of orange juice, nigga.
Hey, so Rock, let me ask you a question.
I'm so dead.
Go ahead.
So DJ Sergeant Rock, what if you are Pop in that situation?
If I'm Pop in that situation and I go over to my daughter's house, I'm not finna be walking through the house all willy-nilly. What's going on in her room is going on in her room. I'm finna get in the room that my daughter designated me to stay in while I'm there, and I'm finna be with my girl or my wife. I'm not finna worry about what the fuck going on. Shit, I know it's gonna be some fucking going on. Shit, that's how we got here.
So, Rock, tell me this. If let's say, for example, you at your daughter's house and you walk in the room, but the door is open. So you walk in asking like, "Hey, where the washcloths and shit at?" And you walk in and she getting bust down.
I'm not gonna do that. If the door is open and them motherfuckers is fucking and I hear, I'm gonna politely shut the door. I'm not even finna go in, bro. I'm not gonna go in and see that shit. I'm gonna politely shut the door. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I might slam the door just to be ignorant and shit. Like, boom! Hey, y'all motherfuckers need to shut the door. Goddamn it, need to lock these motherfucking doors.
With that being said, I respect Game, and you are a gentleman and a scholar.
Check
Thank
in,
you,
bro. Anybody else?
Thank you, bro.
I've been in that situation before, but we waited till they went to the mall and went shopping, and we got when I was married. You know, my wife Peoples was from Jersey, and they came in town, and when they went, we waited till they went to go shopping. Then we got it in, but we didn't do nothing when they came to the house or whatever. So I wasn't
right.
even, you know, I got daughters too, so I ain't even trying to, you know, disrespect nobody like that, you know, because I wouldn't want
right.
nobody doing that while I'm in. So, you know, we got it in when they left. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, I want to know what Dope think about this shit.
Uh-oh.
So let me just make sure I understand. I'm at the spot, and my daughter is getting it in with some nigga. And are we at her house, or are we at my house? I just need to clarify.
So,
are we at?
So I asked both questions, Dope. But I started off. The first one is, you and your girl, y'all not married. And I was very clear to make sure it's before marriage because I just wanted to see what people thought. Because normally with marriage, people think you got a right to it. But when y'all just like in the dating stages, some people think it changed things. So you are at your crib with your girl. Her parents come over and the father walks in on you doing your thing. Who's responsible for addressing it is the question.
Why am I fucking in the living room though? I should be in the bedroom.
If you in the bedroom and he walks in your bedroom,
oh, I'm gonna beat his ass. What you doing walking in my bedroom?
Now wait a minute, see, don't you can't be putting your hands on the man.
That boy went from zero to 100. I said, who going to address it? And he said, he's going to beat up somebody.
No.
Don't think he's going to jump up out the pussy and throw hands.
I would have to grab him and be like, hey, no, we're not doing this.
Don't want to jump up out the pussy, throw hands, butt, boogie ass naked. Man, I just want to make sure. So the place I pay rent at, her dad is just going to walk in my bedroom like he paid the bills.
Yes, sir.
Is that what you're saying, Razor?
That is exactly what I said.
I am beating the shit out of her daddy, and then her and her daddy got to go.
But you know, crazy or no, I do believe that about you. I believe that, and I respect it. But I'm that brother that's gonna grab you. Yeah, I'm gonna have to grab that nigga and be like, nah, nigga, we're not doing this. We're not doing that. Cause y'all
like, I can't just go to
doing the most.
I can't go to his house and walk in his bedroom.
Well, you make a point, but for shits and giggles purposes, Raven was just being funny about this whole shit.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll be giggling as I'm beating his ass. Let's say if I'm at my daughter's house.
I like how you said that, bro, because that's how he did flip the script on that. He said, well, what if it's your daughter? How
if
you
I'm,
feel? Yeah.
If I'm at my daughter's house and I hear her I'm not spending the night. I don't need to hear my daughter get her back broke. That's what I do.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
All right, baby, I love you. I'm going home. I'm going home. I do not need to hear you getting mandingled in the other room. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Dope, I know how you feel about baby girls. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think all fathers feel like that about their daughter. You know what I'm saying? So it's real nigga shit. But not
I mean, she
gonna,
could be married.
Not you going to swing on that nigga
be.
That first scenario, though. You going to swing on that nigga, though. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Now, even if she's married, if she's married or not married,
he gonna
baby mama
on
checking that. Up. Oh, yeah, you can walk in my room. I wish anybody, if you are over the age of 18 and you walk in my bedroom, I'm beating your ass.
Because
you're going to
get up out the pussy and you ain't going to put no drawers on before you hit this nigga. You're going to just
No. I'm definitely never fighting a man naked. I'm never fighting a man naked. I am definitely putting my boxers on.
So stupid.
Before I beat this nigga ass.
Okay, Riz, this is going somewhere else. Like, what are we doing?
He's going to beat his ass in some boxers and some slides. I promise you that.
And slide that nigga. I know that's right, dude.
Don't say some slides.
Yeah. Yo, but I've been telling y'all that for years. That's what Dope do. Now, one thing about Dope, Dope going to say what the fuck he want to say on this motherfucker.
He's
going to
get a penitentiary ass with some slides.
And not give no fuck.
He's going to get a penitentiary ass with some slides.
I did not expect
All right,
that
Ray,
answer.
You got to wrap this shit up, bro, because this shit is ridiculous. wrap this all up.
Nope. Hey, I'm done. The only person that ain't speak on it was CI. I don't know what he would say.
You know what?
Oh, he might pray for him.
Cooper, you got it. You got to
pray for him. Pray for him, Cooper.
You know what? I like all the responses that I'm hearing. I would say, like, okay, so if you're married, you know, and y'all own a house or you're leasing a house or you're renting a house,
mm-hmm.
what goes on in your house is your house. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, like if I might smoke weed, my wife might not smoke it, but if her mom and dad, and they come and stay for the weekend or whatever, a week if they live out of town or wherever. Some parents don't stay with their children when they come in town. Sometimes they get their own hotel or whatever. But even if they didn't, I'm going to still smoke weed in my house. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I may not be directly in front of them, but I might even drink a beer or have a glass of wine or a shot. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like what goes on in your house is your house. You pay
the
bills.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's different when you're married, though, because I think, like, the parents, they have a better understanding of, you know, of being there as opposed to, like, y'all just shacking up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
if she just, like, she invites her parents over, mm-hmm. like, oh, well, we're,
it's just
like, there's
respect.
No...
Yeah, I mean, you can do
what
the fuck
saying?
You
want like,
to do, but you're being respectful.
Yeah, it's two sides of the spectrum because it's like, you know, I feel like, yeah, you know, what goes in your house stays in your house, but then, you know, like, I always respected, you know, any woman that I had a relationship with over the years, I always respected her mom and dad, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's just, for me, like, I think what goes on in your house is your house. You know what I'm saying? Whether no matter if you want to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, cook some breakfast, or take a smoke, take a sip, you know, watch TV, play your music loud. You know, I think what goes on in your house is your house. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I feel like, you know, it's your business, whatever you do. But like I said, like some parents don't, whenever they come out of town, they don't stay with their kids unless, you know, the kids insist that they live there. But 9 times out of 10, they go get their own, you know, hotel or whatever. But I believe what goes on in your house, bro, that's you. You want to smoke. You want to do your thing. That's
mm-hmm.
on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's real. So basically,
yeah.
CI said he gonna bust him to the white meat if he walk into his bedroom. Shout out to CI for saying he bust to the white meat.
I'm with you, bro.
That's a light skin allowance right there.
It is, right? I'm glad you saw that. He called it.
Hey, shit, I'm done, man. I think I stirred up enough bullshit for tonight.
No, man, let me tell you something, Ray. I love everything that you bring to the show, man, and we look forward to more. So with that being said, team, we are officially in the mid-season of Ground Hard Radio. So check this out. It ain't over. We still got 7 more episodes of Ground Hard Radio, but we continue Tuesday night, April 2nd. You know what I'm saying? Ground Hard Radio will convene. Dope. That's where you're supposed to hit that goddamn sound set, nigga. You're supposed to, you know, around this motherfucker. So, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? That's when you're supposed to came to work. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Ground Hard Radio continues.
Pay me.
I take that too.
That's why
I
get
20%. Well, 15, but April 2nd, yeah. We'll be back. Nah, nigga, you ain't get no 30. Now.
Okay.
That's when they take out your bonus check, though. That's why I said, nigga, I'm going to file exempt around this motherfucker. You ain't taking none of my motherfucker.
Right.
But team, we're going to keep this thing moving. We're going to go ahead and get to the final track of the night. And the final track of the night goes to...
Hey,
what's up, bro? What's good, bro?
Shit. Before we do that, I had to do this. Because Carter is responsible. Carter made me do this. All right? Y'all, Grind Hard Radio, check this out. Still repping Pimp C, bitch.
So what the fuck is up? You can holler all you want, but we don't give a fuck, cause we rock more dope than a pharmacy hoe, and we ain't talking about crack. This dope is on wax, so buy you some, nigga. Don't get mad when we tax. This is real work, nigga, so just rest your back, bitch. I've never switched as hip-hop till I leave, so you should be thanking me for allowing you to breathe.
We're
original. That means we're authentic. So when it comes to this, you fucking right, we all in it. Ain't no clones or copycats, cause we ain't fucking round with no simps or sloppy cats, cause we ain't fucking round with no music that don't slap. I hate to bust your bubble, motherfucker. We ain't trying to hear none of that. So go ahead on before you get your head thrown. And if you hating on the trill, bitch, you dead wrong. So I'ma lower the dynamite and shake up the room. You can't fuck with the South or these country rap tunes, bitch. Trill.
That's the authentic shit that I love about Groundhog Radio. Team, I want to say not only is this probably one of the best seasons of Groundhog Radio since we've been back, you know what I'm saying? Great fucking anniversary show, you know what I'm saying? So definitely got to say salute. We're going to go ahead and get into this final track of the night. We come back, we do our shout-outs, and we roll the hell on up out of here. Groundhog Radio continues April 2nd, Tuesday night.
True.
You dig? Final track of the night goes to. And can I get a motherfucking drum roll, please? Who the final track of the night goes to, goddammit? Drum roll.
I don't know. But we need to come. Can we get some drums?
Please.
All right, how about the final track? Don't go to nobody. It go to me, goddamn it. I got a new song. I'm a premiere. I got a world from the site. No, I ain't got that. Final track of the night goes to.
Hey, we were
ready. I know y'all were ready. No. Smooth Dude got no world premieres. I ain't got that quite yet, but I'm taking some sessions with Carter Mafioso, so we'll see what we got to do. What we got to do coming real soon. But the final track of the night goes to Mr. Team No Fizzle. Dope ass music. You got it.
Hey, Bay Fresh.
I knew tonight.
Let's go.
Tonight, Cotto's going to come with some shit. I knew that Razor's going to come with some shit. I knew all the tons of bitches was going to come with some shit. And guess what? I was ready for you, son.
You were ready for it, bro.
He said he was ready. God damn it.
Stop playing with me.
So, May 11th, me, Smoothie Dude, Question, and Crush will all be in Little Rock for Fresh Air, and we're going to shoot a video to the song that I'm about to debut tonight. It's called No Bricks, because I'm from the Bay, Splash Brothers, No Bricks, all net. And if you happen to be over the age of 35, you might recognize it a little bit. So go ahead, Jit, hit him with that No Bricks.
Let's get it. Groundhog Radio, 13-year anniversary show. Kick off.
Yo, what's good? It's Creme de la AK Black Zeus, representing that Black God Pantheon, and you are now tuned into Grind Hard Radio. So get your ass off that couch.
Hey, I'm back, baby. You already know what it is. Dope ass music. Y'all. Town business. But I'm down here in Tejas now, man. Shout out to Dope Back to Reno. Goddamn, I'm about to set it off. Roll it with the squad, we pop it off. Pop pouring clear in the cup, gon' top it off. Yep, SRT in the ring, catch me skirting off. Just got paid, watch me count it up. Money heat with the team like Dwayne Wade. Leave them on the floor like LeBron James. I'm living kinda good, so they gonna hate that.
a bit, feeling hella great. Yeah, I'm riding this beat, yeah, you feel the bass.
You got weak niggas on it till you're losing. We thumbing hundreds with the band till we run it up. Four doors on the right till we cruising. Chewy said, don't go ahead and fuck it up. You got weak niggas on it till you're losing. We thumbing hundreds with the band till we run it up. Four doors on the right till we cruising. Chewy said, don't go ahead and fuck it up.
Only fuck with 10, she's just an 8 back. I got 9 on me, she's getting 8, yeah. I got 34, you pussies, you getting 8 back. Hop in with this shit, you hella late, ha. Always eating good, the team's getting cake, money. Scraping nigga quick, reaching on my plate. Rockin' luck, Coast Bull on the base, yeah. Purple in the cup like we crush grapes, ha. Who we think he is? Oh, I'm him, yeah. No handout for these niggas like Tiny Tim, nah. I wish a nigga would like Timmy Turner, yeah. I'm the same OG, red rag with a burner. Spin it like Beckham when I hit the corner. Fresh dope on the coat like a starter jacket, yeah. Break her back with a yak and a honey packet, huh. Elite is the team, keep the money stacking.
You got weak niggas on the team, you're losing. We coming hundreds with the band till we run it up. Four doors on the right till we cruising. Chewy said dope, go ahead and fuck it up. You got weak niggas on the team, you're losing. We coming hundreds with the band till we run it up. Four doors on the right till we cruising. Chewy said dope, go ahead and fuck it up.
Woo!
Hey! Yo,
yeah, I remember that.
Woo!
You did that, bro.
Yeah.
No brick. No trio.
Salute. Salute.
I like that bang in there.
Yeah.
I like that, yeah.
Dope. They weren't ready.
You know, right?
But let me tell y'all what I am ready for, man. I want to say this because I'm going to let y'all get y'all's out there. I ain't really got no real shout-outs. Y'all already know how I feel about the entire cast of Grind Hard Radio. But I want y'all to hear me clear when I say this. Thank y'all for allowing me to produce y'all. I'm here for y'all.
No doubt.
I work for y'all.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all give me my flowers all the time. You understand what I'm saying? Because y'all don't understand this. Y'all don't know how many people in my inbox are saying, "Jit, how we put a group together to do this? How we put a group together to do that? Jit, we want you to come over here and do this with us. We want, you know," and I love it, right? But why the fuck would I do that when we got our own shit? You know what I'm saying? And that ain't no shade, no nothing to nobody.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm always look out. But thank y'all, team.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for allowing
me. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, bro.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah,
that's all I got to say. Yeah,
for real.
Just a little bit because they weren't ready to dope. Now, look, nigga, I was trying to help your high yellow ass this season. I was like, what we going to do? I mean, we got to take it to the mat, nigga. We can take it to the mat. I ain't got no problem. So, nigga, when I said that, nigga, you should have been like, But, nah, it's all love. That's how light-skinned niggas do. But you know how we do around this motherfucker. Anybody want to know anything out there? Now the time to do it. And we're going to start off with my motherfucking big brother, Carter Mafioso. Turn up for a motherfucking check. Mom, I love y'all, team.
Yeah.
Love you, too.
Love y'all.
You too, bro.
This is for Carter Mafioso, AKA DJ Face Mob, 803, The God, Divine Universal. Want to thank everybody for coming to season 49.
Yeah.
13th anniversary of Grind Hard Radio. Shout out to all the cast members who ever touched the Grind Hard Radio stage. From then to now.
Yeah.
Rest in power to all the Grind Hard Radio affiliates not here no more in the physical, but still with us in the mind. Rest in peace. All our Grind Hard Radio fallen soldiers, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the callers who called in tonight, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody who tuned in online, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that promoted and shared the flyers, you know, while we was in promo, you know what I'm saying? Salute to all y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, one thing I want to say is about when we spit these freestyles and these bars, a cappella, that's teaching the new school that when you're doing a show, if your music cut out and you're not able to perform, you can spit your freestyle live.
Hey, that's real nigga shit.
Spit something, you know what I'm saying? Acapella. Yep. So whoever paid money to see you, they'll still be able to see you perform. So that's why it's good to always have a verse in the cut for a show. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole team, the whole squad, 6-1 Nia, my sis, Miss T, the Queen, the Grand Hard Radio. Love you too, sis. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go support her with the dope visuals. You know what I'm saying? Get them graphics, man. You know what I'm saying? We about to be on break. So y'all fuck with sis. Get your shit together. Get some graphics for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let me get
support
you right.
The queen,
let me get
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to Kia, the new cast member, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Rocking with us, the Grand Heart Radio fam, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, Marlon. Keep doing your thing,
thank
you know
you,
what I'm saying? Keep
love
rocking
you,
with us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for you to come out that shell now, because I know that I want to see the other Kia side now. I know you can get a little turned up, you know what I'm saying? So bring that turnt up shit. Let's get it. You know what I'm saying? We going to fight back. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Razor. You know what I'm saying? The R&B gangster. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The R&B ambassador. My fault. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go show Razor some love. You know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout March 14th. Wow. You know what I'm saying? And support that brother and his music. Shout out to Dope Ass Music, my mom, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
The whole No Fencer squad. Shout out to Smooth, you know what I'm saying? Bringing the whole squad to the anniversary show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was
shout
good.
Out to the whole
that
No Fencer squad. Double Bag, Reno, Nephew. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep it going. You know what I mean? Shout out to Cobra Immortal. Vroom. You know what I'm saying? The Midwest representative, you know what I'm saying?
My Scorpio brother.
I see you, man. Keep dropping that heat. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever stop. As long as you keep pushing, man, your time coming. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Saji Rock up on your Bleed Out Workshop. Hip Hop Pioneer still in the game. You know what I'm saying? Much love to you, brother. Album coming soon, To Be or Not.
Love you, Pete Broski.
Y'all already know what it is. Shout out to Jit Chronicles, the Reaper, the Mayor, the motherfucking Black Larry King. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for all the love you showed me and my squad. You know, it's a pleasure for having me on your platform, rocking with you. Grind hard till we die. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Charles Billinger, the EP. You know what I'm saying? And everybody that's rocking with us. Peace to the gods, the earth, and the seas. And make sure y'all follow me on Don't Bite Your Tongue, Mafioso 803, while we on this break. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on YouTube. You know what I mean? And I'm out. I love y'all.
Yeah,
y'all have a good weekend and be safe.
Yeah.
Bye.
Much love.
Yeah.
Woo.
All hail to the queen, Miss 6-1 Nina. Chief, throw yourself out there, darling.
I just want to say to you, Jit, I love you. I appreciate everything you've done. I think the key thing in everything that everybody said is the longevity of your career. And you've showed a lot of people how this shit actually works. And we are fucking reality, like consistently. Like we are... an actual radio show to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
This happens Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we'll be back, y'all, April 2nd. That's a Tuesday. 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're looking for your girl,
Miss
Chief. In the meantime, you can find me, MZCHIESBEAT. SHOP. Holla at your girl. I got them graphics. Let me get you right. I can get you right. Content.
Yes,
designer,
you can.
Right.
Graphic designer.
Yes.
Holla at me.
You did. For real.
True.
All right, man. Y'all got a nigga catching feelings around this motherfucker. Oh, I don't even know where I'm at. Shit. Dope ass music. Tell you something. No, I love y'all. Y'all want love on your boy, and I love y'all. For real. Oh,
man.
Dope, you got it.
All right, look. All right, let me go ahead and make this short and sweet. Shout out to Kata Mafioso, DJ Face Mob,
salute,
producer
bro.
Face Mob now. Shout out to Razor, Mr. Shit and Giggles. Now I got a damn felony assault on somebody's daddy for walking into my bedroom. Shout out
to yeah, bro, that would be. Yeah. You would have got that charge, but I would have held you back.
Yeah,
you know, we would have got a good lawyer and all that good stuff. Yeah. Because I need you on the show. I need you on the show, nigga. Not in jail. Thank you.
Come
to work, nigga. I'm gonna come there with those lawyers. Shit. Yeah. But go ahead, though. I'm having a Dollar General moment. I bet you I come to work. So
shout out to DJ Start to Rock with the Country Rap Tunes. Shout out to DJ Start to Rock with the Country Rap Tunes.
Don't do it.
Trill. Find him with a turntable and a banjo.
Yeah,
then DJ
starts to
rock.
Hey, Rock, that's a good visual. That's
right, man.
He tried it, but nigga, that's your next visual, nigga. But that's how I got the Black Larry King, nigga. Who you think you is, the Black Larry King? Yeah, nigga. Go ahead, though, dope. See how I run
it?
I'm calling the chief.
Shout out to man, hey, shout out to, you already know, the only person, everybody else, nah, there's only one person with the smoke coming out the pee-pee, the only person that can get higher than higher, and know every single strand of possible marijuana that's available for human consumption. Chief, man.
Well, damn.
Right.
God damn, right. Miss Chief.
Right.
Sammy.
Hey, I'm that girl that always
Please.
Got weed. Like, you know, I don't gotta smoke your weed. I got my own.
Yeah, we gotta leak up. I know we gotta leak up.
God bless the child. Got her own. Hey, shout out to the conscious of Blog Talk Radio, Brian Hart Radio. Shout out to my light skinned brother. Light skinned powers activate. My brother CI. Out the Fort Riley Motor in the building.
What up?
Yeah.
Hello.
And shout out to Miss Kia. I appreciate your pictures coming down my timeline on Instagram. They just brighten up my day. You know, I get a little people. I got me some cold water right here because the taste gets really bad. Shout out to you.
God damn.
Shout out to No Filter Radio. My squad coming through showing love, man.
Ain't no real.
Brian Hart.
Salute.
Yeah, that was real talk.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, there, man.
Our newest Georgia Peach to Brian Hart Radio, Miss Kia, darling, throw yourself out there. And salute, Queen.
Thank you. Again, big shout out again to you, Jet Chronicles, the Black Larry King, for the opportunity itself. 13 years, you have been kicking
Always.
It with many different people and have a great thing going, and I do appreciate being a part of it at the end of the day. Big shout
Salute
out to
Queen.
Everyone here, my cast members, which is like family now, mm-hmm. So it's no longer just cast members. So, you
That's
know,
right.
Yeah.
Big shout out to
yep.
y'all. Y'all definitely killing it. Make sure y'all check them out. Get them, like you said, we're going to take a little short break. On my break, unfortunately, it's not a break. Like I stated, March 24th in Atlanta, Georgia, we do have the Trans Fashion Show. Come out and see your girl.
Yeah.
I am both the assistant coordinator and also one of the models walking in the show. As well
okay.
as the week after, I will be in Nashville, Tennessee the following weekend, the March 29th weekend. I will be in Nashville, Tennessee for the Crochet Fashion Week as a model. So please, if y'all are free, come check me out in person if you are free. If not, hey, I understand. Always support. But again, big shout out to my family. Big shout out to the family of the Grind Hard Radio. Big shout out to DJ T Rick, because without him, I wouldn't made the connections with y'all, and I do appreciate that always. Again, much love to everyone, and we'll see y'all again in April.
There it is.
Trill.
All right. R&B gangster, Razor. Throw yourself out there, Brosie.
Yeah. Dave County in this thing, 305 Razor, the R&B gangster, R&B ambassador of the show. Hey, 13 years, man. We going strong, and I'm just glad to be a member. Y'all be sure to go fuck with me at 305 Razor on all your social media platforms.
Straight up.
You know what I'm saying? The 14th of this month, y'all be getting that on deck, so y'all go fuck with me on that. And for sure, 305razor.com, you can find my merch and all my music and see the latest of everything I'm doing. Till we meet again. 100.
Let's go.
Straight up. That way.
Hey.
C.I., where you at, broski? Corby Immortal. Yep. Throw yourself out there, man.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? G, it's your boy, Cobra Immortal. Yay! Yo, man, 13-year anniversary, season 49, Grind Hard Radio. Love each and every one of y'all. Salute to the callers who called in. Salute to my homie, DJ Face Mob, a.k.a. Kata Mafioso. Shout out to Trio. We run the Matrix around this bitch. The big homie, DJ Sergeant Rock. Miss Chief Chief out there in San Diego, 6-1 Nita. Make sure y'all check her out for the graphics. Shout out to Razor. You know what I'm saying? Down in the 305. Shout out to Team No Filter. Dope ass music. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Black Larry King, Jit Chronicles, for putting this all together, man. The architect. You know what I'm saying? The mastermind. I just want to say thank you, my brother, for allowing CI to be on your journey. You feel me? Along with everybody. Make sure y'all follow everybody on this panel. Get at your boy Cobra Immortal on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Spotify. Got a new single dropping tomorrow, Still Mad at Me. That comes out tomorrow on all music streaming platforms. And we'll see y'all back April the 2nd. And I'm out. Let go.
Trill.
My
God. Go DJ. That's my motherfucking DJ. Resident DJ. Yeah. Salute, Georgia Peach. DJ Georgia Rock.
Yes.
Get your plugs out there, big bro. And take us out. Trill.
Hey, man. Look here. One thing for sure and two things for certain. You know what I'm saying? Every year, we're going to have a party online. You know what I'm saying? Because it will be Grind Hard Radio 14th anniversary next year. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to make sure we continue this, and we're going to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because we are the epitome of what reality radio should be about. You know what I'm talking about? We are Grind Hard Radio. And we couldn't do it without the help of Charles Billinger, because he keeps the lights on in this bitch.
Because,
you know what I'm saying? Charles Billinger, better known as the Invisible Man, around this raggedy ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? One time for the associate producer. You know what I'm saying? Clear J in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? And that's real. You know what I'm talking about? And what can I say? The captain of the ship, L. Cup, Ow, I, Jit, Chronicle, a.k.a. the Black Larry King in this bitch. Hey, man, I love you, bro. 13 years is a long time. You know what I'm saying? So let's keep it going. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take this shit to the T.O.P. You know what I'm talking about? And that's love, yeah, man. Hell yeah, Trio. You know what I'm talking about? One time for Kata Mafioso, a.k.a. the producer, DJ Face Mob. You know what I'm saying? A.k.a. divine universal in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? With the mathematics, you know what I'm talking about? Hey, you made me freestyle. You made me freestyle, man. I say, oh shit, part of getting it in. I might as well get it in too, goddammit, you know what I'm saying? Hey, country ass rap tunes, bitch. You know what I'm talking about? One time for Miss She is the beat shop queen, and she is the queen of GHR. You know what I'm saying? Representing that 6-1 Nina. You know what I'm talking about? All of India with the dope business. With the dope visuals, you know what I'm saying? Like she said, let her get you right. You know what I'm saying? You need to give them this chief. You know what I'm saying? For them dope visuals. You know what I'm talking about? For real, for real. Much love to my brother, Dope Ass Music, all the way on the West Coast, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, keep them tracks going, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because you doing your thing. You're doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? And I especially love that new track that you played tonight, No Bricks. That shit is a monster. You know what I'm talking about? So keep it up, bro. You know what I'm saying? You already know we riding with you. Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm talking about? And yes, you're always Bay Fresh than a motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about? One time for my boy, Cobra Immortal.
Baby.
Boom, man, I love you, bro, I love that shit, you know what I'm talking about, I love that shit, man, I love that shit for real, man, you know what I'm saying, you are clearly a bright addition to Grind Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying? Because I like your mind power, you know what I'm saying? And keep that shit up, bro, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you ain't been here that long, but I guarantee you, you're going to stay long. You know what I'm talking about? Trio, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
much love to the R&B gangster, you know what I'm saying? The R&B ambassador. The R&B, whatever the fuck you want to call it, goddammit. My boy, 305, Razor in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Always representing with the dope-ass R&B and the shits and giggles segment, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he come with these shits and giggles. You just never know what you might get out of him, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, be prepared, you know what I'm saying, when we come back April the 2nd, because I know it's going to be some shit, you know what I'm saying, popping off. One time for the newest cast member, you know what I'm saying, my girl, Kia, the Georgia Peach, you know what I'm talking about, we love you, baby, you know what I'm saying, and like Carter said, you know what I'm saying, come out your shell a little bit, loosen up, you know what I'm saying,
I know you can turn up,
because shit, where you at, you already got to be turned up where you at, you know
and
what I'm
I can't
saying,
wait.
But,
we love you, baby.
Hey, it's your boy DJ Sergeant Rock broadcasting live via satellite from up under the ground 7,000 feet. You're under dig, you know what I'm saying? Album coming soon. Y'all be safe, you know what I'm saying, for these 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying? Y'all be blessed, you know what I'm saying? Hey, we can't do nothing without God. And I'm out this regular ass bitch. You know what I'm talking about? Trio.
Trio.
We out this thing, man. Deuces. And my Chris Brown boy.
Anniversary.
for you.
Radio, you bastard.
True.